the story was written after the music. I had the album finished as an album of songs, and I delivered it, and then had the cycling accident. I don't mean a motorbike. I was on a pedal bike, and I had a bad accident. I fell off and really smashed my wrist up, you know. And I think if they had invented a nylon wrist joint, I would be using it, because my wrist is very, very bad. But for a long time, I thought I wouldn't play the guitar again. I didn't think I'd be able to type. I mean, one doctor I spoke to said that I might have difficulty even writing. With my right hand, this is, and I'm right-handed. So I decided almost to drop the whole thing. So when I came back to it all, to give it a last stab, it was a process of rediscovery, and I was kind of coming at it as though it was the last thing that I was ever going to do. So I decided to enlist my friend Richard Barnes, who wrote this book, Maximum R&B, about The Who, back in 82. And I asked him to consult. So I wrote scripts, and I'd throw them at him, and he'd blue pencil them and tell me this was happening, that was happening, and we honed it down to the finely edited form that you have. So, the story definitely came afterwards. But I think the story was always there, because I'd written the songs around a theme. The theme was, what is the difference between facts and truth in society, in the press, in music business, in my life, and in rock and roll?